Good morning, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Right-Minded Gains, the Common Sense Approach to Health and Fitness. It is December 30th, Monday morning, which means we are now 2 days away from the new year. Hope everyone is excited. I know I am. This next year, 2020, it's going to be amazing. We're going to make all kinds of life gains, all kinds of gym gains. It's going to be great. But that's not what we're here to discuss today. Today is going to be a special episode. It's going to be a little bit different. And I'm going to give you detailed background of myself. Now, I'm going to say this ahead of time. Everything I'm saying is not for any sort of pity. It's nothing of that nature. We all go through shit. But I'm telling you guys, excuse me, I'm telling you guys my background so you can understand where I'm coming from when I say the things I say. You'll understand, perhaps, my perspective on the reasons that I think the way I think due to my background. So bear with me. I've never actually sat and gone through my entire background to really anyone. So this is kind of new for me. And I'm going to really start from the very beginning. And hopefully you guys enjoy, learn a little bit more about me, and hopefully it'll give a new perspective to you on listening to the information that I give you. And hopefully we'll all be able to learn a little bit more. Anyways, let's start at the very beginning. I am 27 years old, so 27 years ago, when I was born with a heart condition that my parents did not know about at the very beginning. As I was getting older, I was a month, 2 months old, they noticed I was having a lot of issues breathing when I was a child, when I was sleeping, excuse me. So they go to my doctors and everything, and they were explaining to them, you know, what's going on. He's having a lot of issues breathing while he sleeps, blah, 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 this and that. And at that point, the doctor never really diagnosed anything, said, okay, don't worry about it, it's all good. Well, it wasn't all good. We found out 2 months later, I was about 4 months old, I was rushed into a part two out of three serious heart surgeries where pretty much they had to do this phase two when I was about 4 months old, and then they did phase three when I was about a year and a half old. So this was a two-parter. They had to skip part one because the doctor fucked up. But anyways, so I'm a year and a half. I have now this intense heart surgery, but I'm all is well. I'm healthy. I'm growing up. I grow up a fairly normal kid. I go to school, play around, have fun, blah, blah, blah. I wasn't on any medications or anything like that. But I was heavy for the vast majority of my life. I was very heavy. And, you know, I don't blame my parents for this because they definitely didn't know any better, especially at the time. But because of the things that I went through, they kind of were easier on me. So if I wanted something as a kid, they kind of gave it to me. Like if it was like candy or something like that. Or if I wanted a certain food, they wouldn't fight back as much as they did with my brother due to the issues that I had. And I guess they kind of felt bad for me or something. I don't know. But I don't hold that against them by any means. Not even a little bit. So anyways, I grew up very heavy. And but other than being heavy, like, as far as we knew, I was in pretty good health. You know, I saw my specialists once a year to check my heart, to check this and all that, and all was well. So now comes 14 years old. I'm 14, and I start not feeling well, and we don't really think much of it, but it's going on several days. I'm having severe headaches, stomach pains, things of that nature, and I'm popping Advil like it ain't no one's fucking business, and we don't really think about it, just kind of going around our daily day, our life, you know. And I woke up one Sunday morning, I remember this like it was yesterday, my eyes were so red, it looked like a pool of blood was inside. It was something scary out of a movie. I don't even know. I've never seen it before in my life. My eyes were so bloodshot red. And this was many years before I ever smoked pot. So it wasn't anything like that. So we went to my doctor. And he didn't really know what it was. He said, go to the hospital. We don't know what this is. Go to the hospital. And that's when it all went down from there. So we go to the hospital, and starting that night, pretty much all of my organs start shutting down. I needed to go on dialysis, which is for the kidneys, in case you don't know. I was on breathing machines, you name it, I was on it. I was in really, really, really bad shape. And the reason that this time of year, by the way, is so special and important and kind of weird for me is because all this went down the week of New Year's. I was in the hospital through New Year's, through the entire month of January. So that's why I'm pretty much telling this story now, because, like I said, this is now 13 years ago. I'm now 27. 13 years ago, this all happened, and I remember it like it was yesterday. It's kind of like a weird PTSD. I get these weird flashbacks sometimes, and I see some shit that I saw over there that I wouldn't wish on anyone, you know? And so anyways, I remember I was in the hospital, and that night, all my organs started shutting down. They had to put me into a specialized coma so they can try to work on me and treat me. So I was out cold for a week. Just so you have an idea of what I'm talking about, the last thing that I remember before being out cold was my older brother had to literally pin my arms down because I was fighting so hard, so the doctors can put the breathing mask on me while I was pretty much coughing blood at them. It was just really, really bad times. Really fucking bad times. Now, okay, all that passes. I wake up and I start the recovery process. I spent about a month, maybe 5 weeks in the hospital for that initial issue. And then I was out of school for the rest of that year, recovering. I was homeschooled. I was just going insane. I was sitting on my ass in my house all day, just trying to recover. I could barely walk. I had no energy of any kind. I remember the recovery process in the hospital itself. One of the head nurse, the guy named Joe. Fucking, I don't know if this guy was sent as like an angel or something, but if any of you believe in that shit, but this guy would not let me be, in a good way. Like, when I said I'm too tired or too lazy to work and try to walk and get off out of the bed and blah, 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 he pushed me. He yelled at me. He said, listen, get the fuck up. He pretty much told me how it was. Get off your ass. Let's go. I remember I was using 12-ounce water bottles as weights because I was so, so weak. Throughout this process, my entire body went through atrophy. So I lost every ounce, practically the majority of muscle that I had, which at that point wasn't that much, but I was in very, very bad shape, all right? So I go home, and I'm going through months and months of recovery, trying to get back to the normal way of things, get back to school, all these things. And what do you know? Exactly 1 year later, it was on the button. The same day, exactly 1 year later, right before New Year's, I got sick again. And again, we didn't know what it was at first. I remember I was having stomach aches. And then all of a sudden, my knees gave out. In other words, I tried to stand up, and I couldn't, or I'd be walking, and my knees would just start caving, and I just couldn't walk. There was something severely wrong. We didn't know what it was, so again, went to the hospital, went through all that. Now, thankfully, it wasn't nearly as bad this time. I didn't go into any sort of coma. I wasn't bedridden for an entire week and hospitalized for over a month, and then, you know, out of commission for the next 7, but it was pretty rough. We discovered that I say have because I still have them to this day, gallstones. Now, this is something that mainly older people get, but I was lucky enough to get it. And they wanted to remove my gallbladder, but because I'm such a high risk with all my heart conditions and this and that, they figured, let's try not to do that. Let's find medication. So thankfully, we found some medication that can prevent me from having to do surgeries. And like I said, now 13 years later, I still have those fucking stones. They're floating around in my gallbladder. But I take medication for it, and all is well. So this was 13 years ago. Now, I didn't work out 13 years ago, but I did start thinking a little bit more about where I was going with my health because of all these things that I had experienced and continue to experience today. Now, obviously, today I'm still I'm healthy, thank God, and, you know, I'm strong, I'm healthy, but like I said, I do think about these things from back then. It's in my head. It's always going to be ingrained in my head, and that's why I always keep in mind what the whole gym lifestyle has actually done for me. Not only has it helped me really stay sane with all the shit that's going on in my mind, I use the gym as a stress reliever, not only to make gains and everything, it's also a stress reliever. Whenever I have shit on my mind, I like to go hit the gym, I like to throw some weights around. But it also helps me remember, this is what's going to help me stay healthy and strong. Back then, I wasn't working out. Back then, I wasn't eating right. Now, I have a whole different look on life. I have a whole different approach. Now, before I go out and just eat whatever the fuck, I think twice about it. I think, you know, maybe this won't work for my body. Before I go and, you know, skip the gym for a week because I'm a little tired, I might think, maybe I don't want to do that. Maybe that'll throw me off course and that'll fuck up my whole head and my whole mindset. And I don't want that. I've worked now for the past 5-6 years on getting to the mindset that I am now. And I don't want that to ever go away. And this is why the whole gym lifestyle is just so fucking important. It's not only about going to a gym and working out. It's the lifestyle. It's the paying attention to your body. It's knowing what you react best to. It's knowing how you actually feel. No doctor, no friend, no parent, no one will know your body like you do if you take the time to learn yourself. It takes time, it takes effort, but you need to know what's going on inside you. You need to know how you respond to certain things. That way you can make the proper decisions and take your body to the places it needs to be. Make sure it's as strong as it can be. Make sure it's as healthy as it can be. Without that, what do we got? Without our health, what the fuck do we got? Absolutely nothing. Zero. Zilch. Nada. I don't know many languages, but you got nothing if you don't have good health. Tomorrow, you can have a fucking heart attack, even if you are a healthy person, and you can die. Yeah, that's true. A lot of people say that, you know, oh, you see all the time, healthy people that work out, you know, they just drop dead right away. Okay, yeah, that's true. So is that an excuse to just treat your body like it's a fucking dumpster? No. Don't you want to prolong the inevitable? Don't you want to live a strong, healthy, successful life? Why put yourself into a position where you can get sick? Or where you can be weak, or where you just won't be healthy. If you make the right decisions, if you take it upon yourself to care for yourself, to go to the gym, or to go on that walk, or to eat those right foods, then you're already ahead of the game. And like I said earlier, I'm not telling my story for any sort of sympathy points or anything like that, none of that bullshit. It's just perspective. I want you guys to understand why I think the way I think, why I say the things that I say, why I find this lifestyle so fucking important. I never want to be anywhere close to the position that I was 13 years ago. I was deathly, deathly sick. Till this day, the doctors never found out what it was. They think it was some kind of virus. I remember, to this day, all the doctors and nurses kept saying, oh, we need Dr. House. I don't know if any of you ever watched that show, Dr. House, but he was like this freaky genius doctor that always was the one to discover what was wrong with the patient. Well, they took blood from me every fucking day. They did tests on me every fucking day. I was hooked up to about 15 different machines on a regular basis, and they still, to this day, never figured out what it was. And I'm sure the years before that all happened of me eating poorly and not exercising contributed to it. I'm sure of it. And yeah, I was a kid back then, you know, this happened when I was 14, so the years leading up to that, you know, I was 6, 7, 8, 9, whatever, at that point I didn't have the right mindset to do the right thing. I didn't know any better, but now that I do, I'm spreading this message. I don't want to see anyone deal with the shit that I dealt with, and I continue to deal with. I still deal with this type of shit sometimes. It's in my head all the time. I see images of what I went through back then. I can see myself in that bed. I can see the people that were in the room next to me that were going through way worse shit than I was going through. I was in the ICU, so the people around me were going through things just as bad, if not worse. And I never want to be in that position again. And that's why I'm telling my story. I don't want myself to be in a position like that or anyone else. Now is the new year. Start now. Don't let yourself get into a position where you can be sick. Start this second. Stop waiting. Start now. Start taking control. It's up to you. What goes into your mouth, what goes into your body, what you consume, the actions that you take are up to you and no one else. Doesn't matter how old you are. Doesn't matter if you still live with your parents. Doesn't matter if you still this, if you're not at the best job. It doesn't matter what the situation is. You can make those decisions. Obviously, if you're 6 years old, you're probably not listening to this. So in that case, you wouldn't be able to make that decision. But if you're listening to this, chances are you're old enough to make those decisions on your own. And that's what you need to start doing now. Not tomorrow, not next New Year's, this fucking minute. Don't allow yourself to get into that trap of an unhealthy lifestyle, because that will only lead you to heartache, to a hard life, to an unhealthy body that you will not appreciate, that won't appreciate you, that won't work for you. That's the message. Stop waiting. Start now. Don't allow yourself to get to a place that I was once. Thank God I'm not there now, and I don't plan to ever go back. I avoid hospitals at all costs. Even if I have to go visit someone, it's fucking hard for me to do that. I hate hospitals. With the experiences that I've been in, I fucking hate hospitals. That's why I want to avoid it at all costs. That's why I try my best to eat right. That's why I try my best to work out as hard as I can and to push my body to new limits and to new strengths. And I test my mind also. It's not only the body, it's the mind. The mind is extremely fucking powerful. And I learned that when I started going through all this. If you are on the right mindset, there is nothing that can stand in your way. When I was going through all this, like I said, I wasn't in school. I wasn't around other kids. I wasn't around anyone. I was literally in my house for months straight. I had a teacher come in and try to teach me shit. I still passed all my classes. I still passed all the regents. I still got into college. I still did everything that I needed to do, even with all this shit that I had going on. If I can do it, you can do it. If this asshole talking to you right now, this piece of shit, me, this guy that has, you know, eaten his fucking childhood away, that never fucking moved, that has all these issues, you know, gallstones. I have a pacemaker. I forgot to mention that. I have a pacemaker. If you don't know what that is, it pretty much makes sure my heart beats correctly. Without that shit, I'm dead. You know, with all this shit, with all these issues that I've had throughout the years, I was still able to keep a strong mindset, and I was still able to get it done. I was still able to push myself to that next level and to get myself into better shape, into a better body, into a better lifestyle. You can do this. You absolutely can do this. If I can do it, then you can do it. I don't want to hear any fucking excuses from anyone. We all go through things. We all have shit in our lives that gets in the way. That's what life is. Life is a bitch. Sometimes you just gotta get through it. Alright? I hope everyone has an amazing new year, and I hope you start your journey now. Stop waiting, start your journey now. If I can do it, you can do it. Have a great one. Peace.